The plan is a comprehensive one that would dig out contamination from sawmills and a coal gasification plant that polluted the Shawamigan Bay waterfront starting in the 1880s. Ashland Mayor Ed Monroe says he's happy that the EPA is proposing to remove almost all of the contamination. He says it'll open prime property for city marina expansion and public access to Shawamigan Bay.
Right now, that whole area there is unusable to the people in Ashland. It's posted to stay away, and really there's so much old industrial remains between the slab wood and the pilings and just the contaminants that, you know, this would open up a good 600 or 800 feet of new usable lakefront.
A predecessor to Xcel Energy is that coal gasification plant, leaving Xcel on the financial hook. Xcel's Brian Elwood says they're still reviewing the EPA plan.
We want to ensure that, you know, our customers are not financially responsible for the cleanup of contamination that may have been caused by other parties many years ago. So that's a key consideration as well.
That could be a key snag in getting Shawamigan Bay cleaned up. EPA project manager Scott Hansen hopes the nearly $100 million price tag won't stall an already 20-year process.
They've got to give us a good faith offer saying they're going to do the cleanup or they're not. You'd hope that they're going to, you know, sign on and say, yes, we're going to do the work, but they could say no and say, well, we're not going to give you a good faith offer, and then we have to figure out what we're going to do from there, I guess.
Xcel has 30 days to comment about the plan. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.